This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Dean Wheeler's on the line with us. Dean is a co-director of the Northern California Wellness Project, an alternative homeopathic study center, and homeopathic medicine, right, Dean?
Phil, homeopathy is really beyond medicine because we do believe that medicine's harmful in a general sense. It certainly has its place with an acute illness, but hopefully in our campaign for the supervisor position in San Alvo County, we can promote a little bit of it.
San Alvo now, for people, is a suburban county adjacent to San Francisco?
Yes, Phil. We've got really an idyllic place to live and to work. Our population's around 600,000 people, very racially diverse. And we have a mix of jobs here, both manufacturing and service sector. And I've lived here since I moved here.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York.
Now, you're interested in running for one of the four supervisor seats in that county, right?
And we're going to have our kickoff the campaign barbecue at our residence this weekend, Phil. And my wife is Patricia, and we want to have as many people there as possible.
And why were you interested in running for political office?
We've got a lot of, I've been a lifelong Democrat. And the northern suburbs around San Francisco tend to be a little bit more conservative. And we do believe very strongly in the platform of the Democratic Party, as I am a liberal, and I don't think that's a dirty word. And my wife, Patricia, has been a longtime advocate for women's rights and women's issues, and a longtime advocate for increasing child support and spousal support monies. And I've been there to help her every step of the way. So
let me ask about your barbecue. It's this weekend. And you are looking at people, anybody?
Well, we're looking for our constituents here in the county, people that we want to support us, especially, as I mentioned to you, people of color, the minority people. We're hoping I can extend a hand to them. I really want to sort of maybe my reputation is not often squared with who I am.
Why do you say that?
Why do I
say, does that have to do with possible minority voters when you say your reputation?
Well, I don't know why it is, but my reputation seems to be that I have some problem with people of color. And I can assure you...
You don't?
No, absolutely. Phil, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I guess it might stem from the fact that I don't know a lot of them. I've never really been... And I want to run a campaign that people will understand. I've never really been comfortable shaking hands with them, but I'm worried that people are going to see this, and they're going to think I'm a conservative, and I'm a lifelong Democrat.
When you say that you don't want to shake hands with them, what is that about? You support civil rights, right?
Phil, I absolutely do. It's just that with the Wellness Center being located here in an area that is predominantly... white. I come from upstate New York. I have a reputation, and a lot of people have, and I think very unfairly, characterized me in ways that I don't understand. I've never been able to make friends with any of them, but I do want to extend.
Well, when you say you've never been able to make friends with any of them, you're
the people of color, minority voters, is who I'm speaking of, and I want to extend a hand to them, despite what people say about me.
My question is, if you're running for political office, what is it that people would say about you when it comes to racial issues or your relationship with the people of color? You're a lifelong Democrat.
Absolutely.
And you are a supporter of the causes of the Democratic Party.
Without question, yes.
What would people say about you?
Well, they've said some pretty terrible things that just aren't true. We are reaching out this Saturday. We're inviting people of color. It doesn't have anything to do with me not liking black people. I guess I don't know enough of them, but I don't have any. We want to have a representation of black people at our barbecue, not because it's for appearances, but because we really want them to be there. There's going to be a lot of press, and I don't dislike black. Let me say this: I don't dislike black people.
All right. To the uninitiated, when you say you want to have African American constituents at your campaign kickoff barbecue, not for appearances, because you want to hear from them. But you also mentioned there's going to be a lot of press there.
There is going to be press, and I don't want this stereotype of me having a problem with black people to be perpetrated or to be to continue on. I want it to be, I want the press there and get some pictures of me being with possible black voters so that these rumors, don't continue.
Look, if you don't know any African Americans, I'm sorry, I don't want to dwell on this, Dean.
No, I'm perfectly fine with it, Phil. I'm a lifelong Democrat. All right?
But if you don't know any African Americans, how many are likely to show up for your barbecue, you know?
Well, this is a problem that we have. I do want blacks at the party to show a diversity. I want that's our campaign. We really have a rainbow effect. Who's the gentleman, Jackson? Phil, who's the gentleman, Jack?
Jesse Jackson?
He's got the rainbow.
Okay.
And that's what we want to do. And so, no, we want all people, especially Africans, African-Americans, and I can tell them, the people listening, that if you come to our campaign kickoff, and if I do get elected, I will very much keep in mind what you did for me, and if you have a problem with anything that the blacks have a problem with, I want to hear about it.
All right, Dean Wehler, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 is my guest this evening as he runs for the supervisor job, one of four. This is the only seat that's up, right?
This is an area of San Alvo County which represents a very eclectic area. As I said, we've got a very diverse racial mix here. And when we have our barbecue this weekend, I need to get members of the press. Hopefully we'll get some pictures with Hispanics and Africans.
Well, you don't know any, so you don't know. You say you don't know any black people.
I don't dislike black people, though. Please don't misunderstand.
But how are you going to get them there is the question. And I suppose one of the ways, I guess, being on the program right now.
Well, here's what I'm proposing. We're only looking for maybe about 8 or 9, African Americans to be at our party.
Only 8 or 9?
Yeah, any more than that, and I'll tell you what, any more than that, and my wife, Patricia, gets a little nervous, but what...
But you don't have a problem with black people. You have a reputation of some kind being...
Yeah, I've not been comfortable in a room with them before, but I am invited. I'm just asking that when they come to the house, 8 or 9 is all we need, and if they could stay in the yard, it's going to be a very fun and safe barbecue. Everyone's we have a metal detector. Because of my politics, and these days, Phil, if you're a liberal, they think you're going to, you're aiding the terrorists.
Well, that's unfair. That's absolutely unfair. Although there is, my point of view, which has always been that liberals fight fascism.
Well, we absolutely do.
But I mean, the fascists are the terrorists.
Well, that's where you and I are going to have a disagreement, Phil. But again, our kickoff barbecue is this Saturday. We are interested in, I don't want anybody to think I'm a Republican because of this problem that I have with blacks. I want people...
All right, you're going to have to clarify, because I think my listeners deserve. You have a reputation, or there's a perception about you having a problem with black people.
With people of color, yes.
Okay. You don't want anybody to think that that's true.
No, I do not. I don't dislike them.
You don't dislike them. You're afraid that people are going to think you're a Republican.
Yeah, only because of this problem that I've got with the African Americans. And I don't have one, but that's the reputation that I have. I want everyone to know that I'm a Democrat, and I'm even a proud liberal.
All right, Dean Wehler with us. He is looking for 8 or 9 African Americans to be at his campaign barbecue kickoff, and I don't know how you're going to... Are you going to scream?
Well, we're looking for prominent members of the community, people who want to vote for me, and But it sounds so self-serving. I just want you to be there and enjoy yourself. There's going to be press, and if there are photographs taken, I certainly want you to come over to me and let me know they're going to take your picture so that I can be a part of that picture.
You said that please stay in the yard?
No. No.
You said your wife gets a little nervous with more than 9 black folks in the house?
No, I didn't say. I said my wife's just nervous because of all the people, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
But, you know, if you've ever been an extra in a movie, it's kind of like, you know, being there and then the party will end and we'll ask you to get out, but not get out, but certainly we don't need you anymore.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do you understand, essentially, Bud, his point of view?
Well, he's a liberal Democrat.
Yeah, he's a liberal Democrat with a reputation of not having a lot of time. He's a liberal Democrat with a reputation for not having a lot of tolerance for black people, and he wants that dispelled. He doesn't want anybody thinking he's a conservative. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler is running for the supervisor job in San Alvo County, which is near San Francisco, and he's having his kickoff, the campaign barbecue, this coming weekend. He has a problem. He doesn't know that many, or he doesn't know any African-Americans, but he needs them at his barbecue. He's made an appeal to some extent for African-Americans who are high profile in the community to be there. He's also said essentially that he doesn't want more than 8 or 9 at the house. And he also said something else, if they could stay in the yard. Now, he says he didn't say that.
Well, he said he didn't say it.
Well, I heard him say it. I heard him say, I'd like you to stay in the yard. My wife gets nervous. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The candidacy of Dean Wheeler for supervisor in San Alvo County. We'll be right back on a world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Dean Wheeler joins me from San Francisco tonight. He is running for a supervisor position at San Alvo County. Dean, you were saying about your phone?
Well, we're going to get some calls from people that are going to be interested in joining in our Rainbow Coalition to get Dean Wheeler elected to the supervisor position. And you can't have a rainbow coalition unless you have all colors of the rainbow. And we're reaching out. We extend a hand to all people of color, whether they're African-American or Hispanic. And the reputation that you've heard, or some people may have heard, that I have got a serious problem with black people, I am here to tell you tonight, as we announce our kickoff for our campaign, that I do not have a major problem with anyone of color, and we are running a rainbow coalition, and we're certainly going to do what we can to include everybody. And my phone's going off. You can hear it going off right now, Phil.
Well, who are you taking calls from?
Well, hold on for a minute. Hello. What we're trying to do is, if we have prominent Africans in the community who want to be a part of the Dean Wheeler campaign, we certainly want you at our kickoff barbecue on Saturday. And I didn't mean to say anything. I heard you make a comment.
When you say that any more than 8 or 9 and your wife gets nervous.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
I thought I heard you say that.
No, I did not. No, I didn't say that. I said my wife cannot entertain that many people because really we're doing this by ourselves, okay? It didn't have anything to do with black people.
Did you not say if you could stay in the yard?
I said that, yes, but that doesn't have to do with their race. That is totally unrelated.
Well, why would you ask the African-Americans who come to your barbecue, a part of your Rainbow Coalition of voters, which, by the way, Rainbow Coalition is really kind of Jesse Jackson's thing?
Well, I don't think you can copyright the word rainbow, Phil.
Well, all right. Be that as it may, I heard you say the African-Americans who come to your barbecue if you stay in the yard.
Well, most of it's going to be in the yard. That's where the barbecue is.
Are there going to be people in your house?
I imagine there are going to be people in the House, yes.
Okay, why can't the African Americans go in there?
Just, no, the people are going to come to the House will be using the lavatory and that kind of thing.
Can black people come into your house to use the lavatory?
Phil, I'm not, you know, that the house is my wife's domain, so you're asking the wrong guy. Let me tell you, I don't get my wife's way on that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler with us, and here is Sonia. Sonia, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there. I'm a new listener, so thanks for having me on.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just have a question for Dean. Your comments make it sound like you think people of color are just blacks. And your comments sound like being very inclusive. What of color and minority voters mean? People of color.
Well, I'm a lifetime liberal. I've supported every civil
rights. No, you keep saying that, but
yes.
your language match what one of two progressive representation is. And my question is, how do you represent people of color if you don't know any?
I've got this reputation for not really, you know, wanting to maybe walk across the street when I see a black man come down the street. Be that as it may, I don't know how I got the reputation.
You just have this reputation, what you're saying.
There's a lot of people who might think that I'm a conservative when it comes to...
Well, that doesn't sound conservative. That sounds...
racist.
It sounds a little racist.
Well, you know what? There's all kinds of people. I haven't spent a lot of time with them, okay? And I don't...
Dean, that's my whole question. How can you represent people if you don't know them?
Well, I want to get to know them, and that's why I'm asking for 8 or 9 of them to come over as representatives of the community. We don't have a very big house.
Your language,
what
the
is it?
Them thing. It's like, well, I don't know, like, black and Hispanic and Asians, and lesbians and gays. People are underrepresented in government. Then think about maybe representing them.
Well, let's take them one at a time. You've got me. I'm just trying to get used to the idea of, you know, I do. I want to have African Americans. Now you're bringing in lesbians and everything.
Wrong with that?
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it. And as a lifetime Democrat, I've supported all of the gay, things. But I will tell you that at my home, when you have a wife. And as a woman, Sonia, I don't know if you're aware of how much men worry about their wives.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I have a wife, too.
So you're a lesbian. All right. Do you worry about her, don't you? I'm sure you worry about her safety.
I'll take the rest off the air.
Certainly.
I think that you really need to get to know people that you're going to represent. And if you're going to represent lesbians, gays on a city council... or whatever the body
it's
is.
It's a supervisor position.
You need to know the...
Oh, absolutely. What do you do if your wife gets nervous if there's a lot of blacks in the house? That's all I'm saying.
And I think I've made my point. Maybe just one last suggestion, Dean.
You're a lesbian?
Have cultural competency training. Learn about other cultures.
You say you married...
I would really recommend that you take one of those before you run for office.
You married a woman?
All right, I'm going to take the rest off the air. Get some training.
Can I ask you one more question?
Knowledge.
What are you taking off the air? What does she mean by that?
She's going to listen to the answer.
Yeah.
Well, she said she's going to take something off the air.
She's going to listen. Thank you, Sonia. She's going to listen to the answer.
Well, she says she's a lesbian, and then she's talking about taking it.
She's listening to the answer.
All right.
And the other comment you made, which is a little troubling to me, I worry about my wife, so you don't want a lot of them in the house?
No. Yeah, Phil, you know, I've been a liberal Democrat for a long time, okay? And when my words are taken and misconstrued to make me sound like I'm a Republican or a conservative, or I'm not even attributing this to Republicans, no, I'm resentful of that. No, I am in full accord with the rights of all minorities. Now I got a wife. Now that's a whole other thing. Now I'm fine, but when I got 8 or 9 of them tramping around in the house, and I'm out in the and I don't understand your question.
I don't understand what you're saying. You got 8 or 9 of them tramping around in the house,
and my wife's in there by herself.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler, liberal Democrat, trying to get black votes. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Dean Wheeler, a candidate for the supervisor job of San Alvo County in Northern California, suburb of San Francisco, on his kickoff barbecue, kickoff the campaign barbecue this Saturday. It'll be at your home there in San Alvo. And, Dean, you are, it seems from our conversation, you want people of color to be involved in your campaign.
So this is going to be a great rainbow coalition.
Okay. And that's fine. And I think you had a nice piece of advice there from a lady who called last hour. And she said maybe there's a little bit of racial sensitivity training that you need.
No, that again, you are perpetrating a myth. I do not dislike them. And
when you say them, who?
The what you were talking about, the blacks, the African Americans.
All right, let me go to a phone call at 1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Dean. I have a serious question for you. What do you mean by them? And then you talk about I want
African. African Americans. Of course.
No, you said African.
Well, that's
you
what
the African American.
Well, many
and
of
then you have the audacity to talk about the Rainbow Coalition. Do you understand what has happened in the history of America?
You hear that phone, James? Those are blacks calling wanting to be a part of our campaign.
No, they're not calling wanted to be. They want to call and tell you the same thing I'm telling you. You're talking about 8 or 9. You want us out in the backyard. Don't come in my house.
No,
sit outside. And no, wait a minute. Sit outside like you guys are why don't you sit outside and then we'll throw you some food outside.
No,
man, you must be out of your rabbit mind.
James, you are misinterpreting what I'm saying.
I'm a professional African-American, and what you're talking about, man, smacks in the face of any kind of decency.
Sir, I'm a liberal Democrat from way back, probably before you were born.
How old are you?
I am 51 years of age. So.
Dean, I'm 51 years of age.
You just happen to be 51? What if I said I was 32?
No, I'm 51. I was born in 1953, August the 7th. And I understand exactly what this whole thing was about. And what you're talking about, man, I don't understand.
I'm simply saying
anybody who's listening ought to have, the decency to call you and tell you, man, you know what you ought to do? You ought to move to the South. Way in the South of...
Okay. Can I ask you a question, then?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to say African. That's another, African.
No. Black. See how you keep... You keep reverting. Man, you're a closet racist.
Oh, sir, you are perpetrating a myth that has been about me for a long time. People calling me, I am
no,
not.
No, but the people are going to be able to see that.
Sir, how
because
am
you
I?
You keep like going, oh, I don't mean Africans, I mean African Americans. What are we?
Well, sir,
and
you're an American.
You say them. No, look, I wrote this down. All I want is 8 or 9. 8 or 9. Not as many who feel like coming, but only 8 or 9 of them. And then you try to, mix it up with the Rainbow Coalition. Do you know what Jesse Jackson was talking about? You have the slightest idea.
He is talking about a coalition of many races of people, which I want to put together. And when I said 8 or 9...
But, no, you only want 8 or 9 of them.
When I said 8 or 9 of them, I meant the colored, not colored American, but people of color.
Colored American. What color are we?
Well, sir, I'd like to ask you something.
Are we chocolate
how
brown?
Do I keep,
are we dark brown?
Well,
are
I can tell you.
Brown?
Well, sir,
are
I can tell.
Ebony
well,
brown?
Can I ask you? I can tell you that I had a friend who used to say, "Oh, well, I'm mahogany."
No, you're gonna tell me the same thing that I hear a lot of people say. Oh, I have a friend who.
Well,
I got one of those guys.
It was a girlfriend, if you want the honest truth.
No, you never, ever, ever, ever.
And, you know, I think...
You never, ever, ever, ever.
You are you're having a hard time dealing with that, aren't you?
And No.
You don't like the fact...
You got to.
Well, then what?
You got to be honest with yourself.
Said,
I think that you're faking yourself by trying to tell yourself that, hey,
right.
I want 8 or 9 of these people at my house.
Yeah, let me jump in here, James.
I'm part of the Rainbow Coalition. Dean,
I never said why does he keep saying the Rainbow Coalition?
He's saying the rainbow. Now, I want to jump in. This gentleman is referring to the semantic, the way that you deliver. I want 8 or 9 of them. Okay, and when you say that,
Chinese
we don't need as many of those because people perceive.
Those. That is a beautiful term. I don't need as many of those. So I just don't need as many Koreans. How many people live in San Francisco area?
Sir,
you only got like blacks and whites?
There are 5 million people in the metropolitan
area. Come on, Dean, help me out here.
I'm saying that I want I want 8 or 9 Africans.
All right. Let's go. African American.
You want 8 and 8? Look, okay.
African American.
8 and 9 Afghan dogs, right? Help me out here, dude.
I'm trying to help you out, and you will not let me finish.
You want us to stay in the yard, right?
No, you will not let me finish my comment, sir.
Right,
well, in fairness, James. James,
if your wife does not feel comfortable around him, so it's better that they stay in the yard.
In fairness, let him respond to you, James, and then you can.
What I said to the audience, James, what I'm trying to say to you is, I'm a lifelong liberal Democrat, and what I want for San Elvo County, I think we can all enjoy: clean water, fresh jobs,
and white people.
Well,
wait a minute, Dean. The gentleman wants to address specifics. You're giving a campaign pitch here, okay?
No, all right. I want to reach out. I want to reach out to.
Go for that, man.
I want to reach out to Chinese.
When you say them, those, they. They're not going to go for that.
See if this is what makes my wife nervous.
And, no, all right, Dean, you need to talk to your wife and tell her, baby,
the way that.
Hold on for a minute now, Dean. Is the problem in your house your wife and not you?
No, my wife is the mother of my 3 children.
All right, but you keep saying you don't want to.
I got 2 children. I have 2 wonderful children.
Who, me or you?
I do. But I don't care my wife who to invite to my house. I want my wife to see. I want my kids to see a diversity.
I understand that, but I can't have. If you come to my house, I can't have your kids too. Is that what you're asking? To bring your kids?
So obviously, we're gonna go past the quota. The quota is 8 to 9.
That's true.
If I bring my kids, you've gone way past the quota.
You were asking me about Chinese, and yes, we want them all. And
no, you
and I want okay,
but Dean, you
and
have
I want to have
black
you
and Mexicans, right? Isn't that what you want? Blacks and Mexicans.
Well, this is the reason why I talked to that lady. I said I want some blacks, and I want some, you know, some of the, what you
want,
some Koreans.
Blacks,
okay?
Mexicans,
and
I then, want some, like, liberals.
And then
I
guess what she
gays,
said?
I want some lesbians.
No, guess what she said? She says to me, how about some lesbians? I said, what, are you going to start cramming them all down my throat? You're stuck in Mexico.
Cramming them down your throat.
Well,
Dean,
how many am I going to be able to get in the house?
Dean,
you know?
Look at Dean.
Dean,
now, let
come
me say
on,
this.
Dean.
Let me say this, James. Dean, cramming what down your throat?
You had this lesbian call up, and she says, oh, how about some lesbians? Going, I'm just getting used to the other ones. And
you're getting used to. If you're a liberal Democrat, brother, you need to understand that a lot of Democrats take pride in is a very inclusive party,
Phil, are you telling me what it is to be a Democrat? I've been a Democrat
Dean,
a lot
you're
longer
Rush
than you.
Limbaugh. Wait, look, I listen to a lot.
This guy thinks
Limbaugh,
that I'm a conservative.
You are a Rush Limbaugh Republican.
No, sir.
Yes,
this is exactly what's going on.
It is it's my best hope that these people do not be bamboozled, snoozled by your stuff, okay?
All I'm saying is blacks are welcome. Now she wants
only
lesbians, too?
Only if we sit in the yard. Only if we sit in your backyard and we do not approach
Well, I would suggest that if I were a racist like you're suggesting I am, I'd be using the N-word all over
the
place.
Of course you would use the N-word.
Well, have you heard me use that? Have you heard me?
No, but you're right on the verge. I mean, you know, like, it's all semantics. Right now, you are teetering on the edge.
Well,
I mean, you might as well say, hey, I don't want those N people in my house.
No, I didn't say that, and I want the record to show that I didn't. But when this lesbian calls in and starts to jam her stuff down my throat.
You don't want lesbians in your house?
Look, let me ask you something. Here's something I know.
You don't want the J's in your house?
Can I ask you something? This is something I know that black men can relate to. You know what I mean about the gays?
No, hey, look.
You want them around?
Gay people are fine with me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, come on, man. Here we go. All right, look at James, I got to take a break.
They're not fine with you.
No, but you know that African American men, and they come and they start bringing their gay lovers along.
The
lesbians bring gays with them.
No, to my neighborhood.
All right, look at James, I got to take a break. Thank you. Thank you for your call.
Did you hang up on the guy?
You haven't been able to make a point with that guy in the 10 minutes he was on the air. All right. Dean Wheeler running for supervisor in Northern California, a liberal Democrat who's reaching out in a rainbow coalition campaign, but he's just getting used to the idea of inviting blacks and Chinese into his campaign. Now the lesbians want on. 1-800-449-86. This guy's dreaming. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'm not.
I'm just saying, don't embarrass yourself.
Phil, as a lifelong politician, I care about people, and it's not embarrassing myself by reaching out to people.
Don't make cold calls to the homes of African Americans asking them to show up at your barbecue. It's an embarrassing thing.
It may be embarrassing to you. It's not embarrassing to me to reach out to our constituency. And it is something that... hold on for a minute. Oh. Hi, this is Dean Wheeler. I'm running for... what's up?
Hello, is he there?
Oh, yeah, he hung up. But what I'm trying to do is reach out to a lot of them. We'll make another call.
All right, let me get to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Sergio, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Wheeler.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
Let me identify myself first by saying that I'm calling you from Miami-Dade County, Florida.
Yes, sir.
The decision voting capital of the country. Mr. Wheeler, you're going about the wrong way, my friend. I happen to be a white Hispanic professional that came to this country from Cuba. And believe me, anybody that attends your party that is not one of your coonies has no right to be there. You are going about the wrong way. You have no business running for politics if you are running with conditions and preconditions.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm looking for... Now, I don't know if you can vote. Are you allowed to vote?
Oh, my God, I'm 50-some years old, Mr. Wheeler.
Well, no, I thought you said that you were just here from another country. I didn't
no,
understand.
No, I came to this country in 1962. I've already paid my dues.
Right,
I have
okay.
two kids that are born and raised in this country.
Well, I'm a lifelong Republican. Now, it's funny, you said, or I mean Democrat, you said that you were a fisherman, correct?
No. I said that I'm a white professional Hispanic that lives in Miami-Dade County.
Well, the reason why I said that, Sergio, is because you called me Mr. Wheeler. As in a whaling vessel, and I thought that was cute. I thought it was interesting.
No, he called you Mr. Wheeler.
Well,
okay, Mr. Wheeler.
He called me Wheeler.
Wheeler is what he said.
You know, I've been taking it from lesbians tonight. I've taken it from blacks, and I'm just asking you.
What are you taking from lesbians and blacks? The gentleman called you Mr. Wheeler. He didn't call you Mr. Wheeler.
That's right. And Mr. Wheeler, this is probably the first Hispanic that called you tonight. But let me tell you something. I'm not black. I'm Hispanic, and I feel offended by the way you're trying to run your campaign, even though you're not in Miami-Dade County.
Well, no. Here's what I'm trying to do, Sergio. Blacks, I've got a reputation for some reason, and I don't know why, as not liking them. I'm not going out of my way to meet them, but I want them in my campaign. And now they turn around, and as soon as I say that, look what happens. I say, I'd like to have more blacks in my campaign. Here come the lesbians. Here come the gays. Here come the Chinamen. And it just turns...
You see, Chinaman, what is that?
Mr. What? Wheeler, if you're running for public office, you need everybody's vote with no conditions. Okay?
Good point, Sergio.
You are going to serve a county, or you're going to serve a part of the state,
and
should have no preconditions.
Who are you talking to?
I was just talking to a gentleman. Sergio, your advice is very good. But as a Native American, I think I know a little bit better about what's best for you.
You do. And I'm talking from a county that 51% plus of the votes come from the Hispanic, from different nationalities.
All right, Sergio. Thank you, sir. I got to move on. I appreciate your comment. And the thing with the Chinaman, you know.
Well, I hear it so much on your show, I picked it up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. 1-800-449-8686,
Look,
the Phil Henry Show
side,
is back.
Then you'll be sorry.
Well, let me get to one more call for Dean Wheeler, who's running for... You're hearing a lot of constituents saying that you're going about this wrong. You're a liberal Democrat, and you only want 8 or 9 blacks at your house for the barbecue. Not in the house, though. Stay in the yard.
Well, Phil, you know, when you're married to a woman like my wife.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jessica, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. What is it about your wife that makes you, like, what makes her so nervous about black people?
Well, I don't know that she is, Jessica, but I am on her behalf. And I'll tell
why?
You why. Oh, well, I'll tell you why. As a white woman, I'm sure you know that, I don't know if you have, but, you know, there may be a natural attraction you have for them. And as a man, you want to make sure that your wife is thinking pure thoughts.
And are you
saying what are you talking about, man?
As a white woman, I'm attracted to black men. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I'm saying anything that's a big secret, am I?
Well, that's not necessarily true at all. I mean, not that I'm not attracted to black men, but where do you get that?
Excuse me, I'm on the radio. No, I want to.
Who is this?
I have listened to this gentleman on the phone, and I am very offended by the things you're saying. And I would ask you to take them back, sir.
Well, I will not take them back. And,
you have said some things that are very offensive. You know what I'm going to do? Look at that. Right on time, the 10:15. Oh, no, not the train track. No! Yeah. Oh, that's ugly.
What the hell happened?
Here goes my campaign.